So we've talked about clean talk being about owning four things: owning your judgments or assessments, owning your feelings or emotions, owning your wants, what you want out of the conversation, and owning your responsibility to accurately report the data, the facts of what's happening.
And we can call these four things four channels of communication, as if there were literally four channels of communication. And whenever I communicate with someone else, if I want to communicate fully, I want to include all four of these channels.
So now we're going to talk to you about word coaching, which is helping people speak more cleanly in important situations in those four channels.
So in learning to facilitate clean talk, in learning to word coach here, you're going to be taken a little bit deeper into this model. So fasten your seatbelt. We're going to go a little deeper into the same model here. And this is a great way to develop something new that you can offer as a facilitator, your ability to word coach and clean up communication.
Yep.
For people and between people.
Yep. The new paragraph on your facilitator resume. And ultimately, what you're going to learn here is how to facilitate your own use of clean talk. The more you develop your inner word coach, the more your inner word coach will help you be more clean in your own communication. So we're going to model some different no-nos in the four channels in the same order as before. And we'll tell you the language that we use when we're doing word coaching to help people clean up their no-nos, their misspeaks.